lockdown in Afghanistan, women must now cover themselves from head to foot, including their faces, when in public. The country's Taliban leadership has ordered them to wear the burqa when outside their homes. The rule marks a return to a signature policy from their past hardline rule. The Taliban has already imposed a slew of restrictions, banning women from many government jobs and secondary education. Well, earlier we spoke to our correspondent in Herat, Shazayib Wallah.
Well, the life for the Afghan woman is becoming harder by every passing day in Afghanistan, even though there has been backlash by the women activists against this new rule. But the question here is that how long will this anger last? We have seen in the past that the Taliban have brought in restrictions targeting freedom of women, and then a backlash comes. And after a few days or a few weeks or months, it dies down. Here in Herat, where I am today, this new restriction comes a few days after the women were banned from driving. This morning, actually, we met two high school sisters who no longer have the right to study since the Taliban took power. And like all girls in the country. And one of them dreams to become a doctor, but she says that her dreams have been shattered. Here in the Herat city, it was known to be a liberal city, but here many young women have already been covering their faces with masks for more than 8 months. Some explain that they have received so many remarks from the Taliban in the streets that they now prefer to cover themselves completely and to be quiet. Several women told us that Taliban have not changed and they are the same as 21 years ago when they were in power, and the whole world is seeing that now.